So, originally, I wasn't gonna do a podcast. I was gonna do like some stupid YouTube shit or whatever. Then I said, fuck all that. Let's do a podcast. I do a lot of writing, books, all that type of shit. I guess the first thing I can say is, for one, I'm gonna be smoking a lot of bud, talking a lot of shit about a lot of different things. My opinion, you know what I mean? A lot of people are probably not gonna like it. That's it. The first thing I guess I could talk about, bear with me, people, because this is my first time recording some shit like this, so I guess the first thing we could talk about is the state of the streets, I guess. Because at the moment, I'm in a transitioning period from the street to job, regular job shit. Got me a little job and shit. Most people probably wouldn't even admit that. Well, most other niggas, whatever you want to call them. This transition started basically from, I always knew that the game had snitches and all this. Of course, it's like it's expected as a part of the game. But when the people that are closest to you wear, when you find out they've been wearing a mask the whole time, opposing to like, oh yeah, I don't fuck with snitches, I don't fuck with this, and I don't fuck with that. And then you find out later on the whole time they was fucking with them the whole time. This is why they was good, this is why they was eating, this is why they was able to live good, because on the low, they wear badges. I can't even say on the low, because everybody knows, and they still deal with these people. For example, I get out the car. Hold on, back that up. I get in the car with 3 grams of crack, for instance. By the time we leave from my house, or wherever I might be at, and before we even get 5, 6 houses down the road, I didn't probably already look back 3 times already to see if anybody was behind me, as far as police wise. You know what I mean? These people that the hood looks at as trap stars, whatever the fuck, hood celebrities, whatever you want to call them. I know most of them, so I've been around them. I've watched them get in the car with a half a key, and not even look back once. So do I say to myself, oh, it's because they built that way and they just it's in them? Or do I say they're not worried about the same things I'm worried about? Is it because their money is longer? Nah. The reason why they not worried about the shit I'm worried about is simply because they tell them. They have a license to do what they're doing. They have a badge. They can do whatever the fuck they want to do. They're just, they're out here. I guess this would be like my second recording. I can't even call them podcasts. I don't think they're long enough. But I don't know how that shit goes or whatever. I'm sitting here thinking about the chicken and waffles I just ate. So basically, I'm trying to figure out if I'm gonna die or not. So, it's breaded chicken, but I'm trying to figure out, is it pre-cooked? Because some of the pieces that I ate, mind you, I'm fat, so I put it just in the microwave. I didn't put it in the oven or fried or whatever the fuck. Some of the pieces I bit was pink. Can I get salmonella from that? Or how does that go? And I'm also curious to know, well, actually, let's keep it real. I already know, but I want to know how you guys feel about if I'm driving down the street and the police pull me over and I get caught with 2 bags of dope. Fuck it. Let's say 8 bags of dope. That's 2 bags away from my bundle. They're gonna send me upstate. If a customer, a fiend, or whatever you wanna call them, gets caught with 8 bags of dope, they're gonna give him a bail from the precinct, which would be like $75. A desk appearance ticket. How does that work? I'm confused. I'm confused on how that works. Because if you look at addiction, you say, all right, the fiend is addicted to the drug. We give him a program. But if you think about it, the person that's selling the drug is also addicted as well. This is why they're selling it. They're addicted to the drugs because that's what's feeding them. That's what's like allowing them to live how they live. Right or right. There's been some things that I've been trying to figure out as well. Besides that last shit I asked. If you, as a person, establish yourself as a benefactor of the streets, is it okay for you to live on both sides and still adhere to both rules? Or is it okay to be like, you know what, I'm benefiting from the streets, but I'm also benefiting from this legitimate world? But the legitimate world rules don't apply to me. Does that make sense? Or the other vice versa. I'm benefiting from the legitimate world, so the street world rules doesn't apply to me. I think if you figure out that balance, then that's how you figure out how to stay safe in the game for so long, because just doing one or the other is not enough. Right or right.